steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Have you heard the whispers that OJ Simpson has been accused of being Khloe Kardashian's dad?
Yeah, that is just a bit ridiculous. Of course, the OJ Simpson case involved the Kardashian.
Yeah.
What's his name? Robert? No.
Yeah, the wasn't Robert Rob. Kardashian? No, it was, well, whoever. I can't remember what his name was.
Or maybe his
dad Kardashian, anyway.
Daddy Kardashian.
The daddy of them all. Well, he was on OJ's team.
Yes.
But he's come out and said no. Clearly, that was just not ever happening. I, you know, in no way was I romantically or in any other way interested
in Kris Jenner, who was his wife.
What I find interesting, though, is that there's stories out there. Like, I've gone back to Google it to find the name of the dad because I couldn't remember it. Didn't get there, but got to these headlines where the stories come up, and one of the stories is saying, the headline is, OJ Simpson says he is Khloe Kardashian's father, which is just absolutely not what he says. There's another one where New Idea have said, OJ Simpson tells all on sex with Kris Jenner and being Khloe Kardashian's father. And then when you click on the story,
the fact actually, that he's not.
It put those bits in quote marks and says, in fact, yeah, he says that he's not. That's what he tells all about.
Yeah.
I just love how they, it's all clickbait.
It is clickbait, and you've been sucked right in because I can see you've clicked on all of them.
Yep.
So it worked.
Primitive Frog reporting with news.
Why?
Of, well, because he used to, back in the, I forgot, that's from the olden days. Kermit used to be the Kermit Frog with another fast-breaking news story.
Okay.
I've got wrong way back outsides in my head already here, but I'll carry on since I'm this far in. He used to report on fairy tales.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kermit the Frog for Sesame Street News. I'm here at the side of the tower with Rapunzel inside. She can't get out.
Okay, anyway, cool. Yeah. Sounds good. I might look it up.
Thinking of You Week is actually something that's been put together by John Sands, the card people. But it's a really nice kind of idea.
Okay.
It's all about your friends, your relatives, your friendly neighbour, all those people you care deeply about. Sometimes you pick up the phone or go and have a coffee, but sometimes you can't. And so send a handwritten note.
Oh, that's nice.
All. Yeah. And today, did you know, is Garfield Day.
Garfield Day?
Ah.
Aww.
Celebrating the ginger cartoon feline who loves lasagna.
I miss Garfield.
Yeah, Cooper discovered one of his movies and is like, oh, I love him. Aww. So that's really cool.
Well, I named my dog after the dog in the movie.
Of course you did. You
Garfield
called him
and Odie.
Yeah. So a little bit of Garfield advice for your day. Eat every meal as though it was your last.
Aww.
All right, let's get spicy.
Let's do it.
Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has spotted something familiar looking on the surface of our planetary neighbour on Mars, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a massive, what looks like a Star Trek logo on the Martian surface. The same shape and everything.
That's cool.
Now, scientists' best guess reckon it's probably the work of wind and lava, which could make it possibly the most impressive outcome from heartburn ever.
Yeah.
Wind and lava.
Yeah, yeah, wind and lava. Okay.
Just settle on that idea for a bit.
Yeah.
Or it's possibly, you're still looking confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or possibly the most expensive and poorly thought out advertising campaign in history for the new Star Trek.
I was thinking that. I'm sure they have enough money to do something like that, but who's going to see it?
Exactly.
Well
NASA. I'd say the most expensive and poorly thought out, but then there's Clive Palmer's recent election effort, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, second most expensive and poorly thought out campaign.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Prepare to be entertained with Nicky Parkinson.
The 2019 MTV Movie and TV Awards were on yesterday in the US,
right,
with Avengers Endgame cleaning up for the night, as expected. It won three awards, including Best Movie. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he received the Generation Award, with MTV calling him an icon on both film and TV, who has become one of the most loved actors of our generation. That is a big call.
Isn't it?
Taking to the stage to shout out to his family in his acceptance speech.
Oh my girls, I got a house full of strong women.
Past Generation Award winners, Will Smith, Tom Cruise, Reese Witherspoon, Mark Wahlberg, and Sandra Bullock, who, speaking of which, picked up another award on the night. Sandy picked up Most Frightened Performance.
I didn't know that was a thing.
No, I'm not sure what that's all about and if that's a compliment or not. But anyway, it's for her performance in Bird Box.
But seriously, I made Bird Box because my children asked me why I never made anything for them. And when I finished the film, I went to my babies and I said, here, Mommy made this for you. I wanted you to see what being a family looks like. And I know, like in the movie, sometimes it looks like Mommy's unraveling. But that's probably because you have pushed her to that place. Because Because first time listening means listening for the first time, not the first time you decide to listen, because that's fifth time listening. But no matter what, I was put on this earth to protect you. You are my world. I love you so much, and I will move mountains to make sure that you are safe. And when I was finished, my son looked at me with his big, beautiful eyes, and he said, "Mommy, it was superhero movies I was talking about. Those are the films you should be making."
Oh, kids can be so mean. And just quickly, some news that's dropped. Boy George says he wants Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner to play him in his upcoming biopic. Boy George says it's the most interesting choice to play him and that it would upset people, so that's why he wants her to play. And apparently she's down on Twitter. She literally tweeted, "So down."
Not now, obviously, but the resemblance to him back in the 80s, actually not bad. That's not a bad call.
Yeah, yeah. Their faces are very, very similar. So, yeah, wait and see what happens there, I suppose.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.